morning. When I was asked to speak, I was given the choice to choose a subject or to choose a day. And at the drop of a hat, I didn't have time to think. I chose today, and I just threw a subject, an old subject, out of the hat. So I didn't have time to think. It worked out, Baruch Hashem, that today is the yard site of my shvel, Zeichatav Yevrocha, Rabbi Yaakov HaKayim Zalta, who is a Rav in Johannesburg and a really Gavra Rabba. And what I chose, just without thinking, was a vort of his, a shir of his, and I think that nothing is coincidental, and Mr. Shemli should be a zechus for his neshama. And these are his words with a few additions of my own, and sivsoisov dovivus lakeva. So I hope this will be a zechus for him. The words of the first pizmon in Slichas, Moitzoya Menucha Kidamnucha Tchila, Hat Oznacha Mimorim Yoshev Tehila, Lishmoya El Horino Veratfilo. We ask Rabbi Yisrael to listen to our Rino and our Tfilo. Now Tfilo I understand. So there's davening. What is Rino? Rino, you'll all tell me, is joy. Ran and Tzadik and Hashem, Gila, Rino, Dikta V'chedro. How does the word Rino fit in to the beginning of Slichas? Tfilo, I understand. But Rino, there's no place for joy and for dancing and for Shira and for Rino. When it comes to your Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's Yimei Adin, there's Yimei Mishpat, there's no Hallel, as Chazal say. How does Rina come in? Ah, you might answer me, well, maybe Rina comes in because we approach Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with Simcha, because we hope for Kaporos Avonos, so maybe that's how Rina fits in. Yeah, you think that would be alright? Not a bad shot. Trouble is, how are you going to explain Kumi Raini Balaila? Kumi Raini Balaila, the word said by Yirmiyah in the middle of Eicha. Kumi Raini Balaila, Shifri Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. Now go and say that's Rino and Dipsa Rechedva. I mean, you're not going to fit that one in. So what does Rino mean? Doesn't fit in at all. Certainly not here in Yirmiyah. And I'll tell you something else. Here's a pasuk which we say every Thursday. Hanina lekimozenu, horiu lelekayakov, su'u zimros nutov, kinoya noim imneim, anovom. Now how do you translate that? Well, I'll tell you how the Me'iri translates that, and I'll tell you how the Radak translates that. Hanina lekimozenu, arouse a joyous song to the God of our might. Oh, this is our scroll's translation. Yeah, Hanina lekimozenu, Horiu lelokei Yaakov, call out to the God of Yaakov. Su'u zimros nutov, strike up a song and sound the drums, the sweet kinnah and the novel. So what is that? That's definitely, that's the Radak and the Me'iri. That's Hanina lelokei Yaakov. Joy. Get out the instruments, get out the orchestra, let's play, let's drum, let's... Yeah, the trouble is, what's the next pasuk? Tikva b'chodesh shofar, b'kesa le'yom chageinu. Which is, of course, talking about Rosh Hashanah and Shofar. Ask the Akedah, doesn't fit in. Just doesn't fit in. Have you observed instruments enjoy? And I now tell you how the Akedah translates. Listen to this. Harninu lekimozenu comes from Loshin vayoroinu ha'om vayiplu apaneim. When the time when Eish yorad min Hashemayim, when Eish came down min Hashemayim, on the day of the Chanukah of Mizbeach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Eish came down Mizbeach. The Talmud translates Harninu as Vishabochu. He, the Akkad translates, Vayironu kol ha'om, Vayifla v'nei, Vayironu, they trembled and they fell on their faces in awe. Says the Akkad, they were harnina lekimozenu, tremble. And now this is how I translate. Tremble lekimozenu, so'u zimra, lift out the instruments, get rid of them, utsanu toif, give them away, kin anoim novel, because tikku b'choy de shofar, Bakesel yom chagenu, imitoka shofar bo, be'ir ba'om lo yacherodu. The only instruments when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the shofar. That's the only instrument permitted. Everything else should be given away. And I saw in Daniel, there's a passage in Daniel Aleph Yudzain Hamelzer Noises Pas Pogom V'Yayim Mishteim. The steward would take away the food. Su Hamelzer Noise. He took it away. So Su Zimra is a lotion of taking away. So it fits in very well. The trouble is, how can you have a translation of two direct opposites? Hanina Lekim Uzainu translates the Meir in the dark as joy, and Hanina Lekim Uzainu translates the Nakeda as trembling. How do you do that with one word? That's the problem.
How would you translate Rino Pagino?
That's definitely joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, nobody's got any doubt that it means joy. But I'm coming along with a Chiddush of the Akedah says it means trembling. Now you can't translate one word to two opposites. That's the problem. Of course, it always meant joy. How do you fit it in? So let me just add a question which my Shver Zechatzad Brocha asked. In Yomer it says, Brocha Tzivke Balayla, which literally translates to mean she surely weeps by night. But my Shver asked, Loshen Brocha Tzivke Balayla, translated literally, it's Loshen Sivoy. Brocha Tzivke Balayla, you should surely cry by night. Brocha Tzivke, surely you should cry. If Kilu Yomer is giving a Sivoy to tell Yisrael, go cry. Well, how can you mitzvah people to cry? Either they feel they want to cry, they don't feel they want to cry. You can't push, ram feelings down people's throats. Bochay Sivki should surely cry. What's by Laila? What's Ishlech by Yoim? So he said the following. There's a great difference between a child's cry and a grown-up's cry. A child cries all the time. A grown-up cries very rarely. What's the difference? Why does a child cry? Because a child's helpless. So when you're helpless, you cry out. The child is helpless all the time. So the child cries much more often. It needs its mother. Whatever it needs, it can't fend for itself. So when it can't fend for itself, feels helpless, it cries. A grown-up won't cry so quick. Why? Because it's a sign of weakness. It's a sign of helplessness. If you cry, that means you can't manage by yourself. And therefore, a grown-up refrains from crying. Either he'll suppress, or she will suppress their emotions, or they will pretend that it isn't a sorrow. They'll kid themselves, and it's not really a sorrow. They'll fool themselves. But they're not going to cry so quickly because it's a sign of helplessness. And that, in a way, says Ashvedek, is a sign of gaiva. Sometimes you should admit that you're helpless. And he said that's what Yirmiyahu was saying to Klal Yisrael. Don't suppress your feelings. Admit that you are helpless. Look at the Churban. This is Miyad Hashem. You can do nothing about it. You're absolutely helpless. Acknowledge that this comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ha'olim ha'atufim b'chutzos. There's nothing you can do. This is an oinish from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Get rid of that guy and cry and admit that you did not bear it, and this is an oinish from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you can do nothing about it. You're in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's hands. In Kol HaShorim Ninalu, Shari the Mois Loininalu. And until Klal Yisrael cries, until you admit your hopelessness, you're not going to get anywhere. He says, Si'i Elof Kapayach Al Nefesh Alayach. Si'i Elof Kapayach. Stretch out your palm. Lift up your palm. That's again, Yirmiyahu. Si'i Elof Kapayach Al Nefesh Alayach. What's a kapayach? An outstretched palm. And you put your palm out there, everybody can see there's nothing in it. Admit you're helpless. Say, come on! As I'll say, when a child is born, well, that was when they cry, but when a child is born, he comes out of the womb with a clenched fist. As I say, Chazal, he holds the world. I'm going to grab the world. And at the end of the day, when they put us in the earth, they put up in the earth with an outstretched palm to take nothing with us. Bochay Tzivke Balayla, to Tzivu to Klal Yisrael, let out your hergeshim. Don't suppress your feelings. Admit that it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo who's doing this all to you. This is because of your avelus, and get it out of your system. Why Balayla? If you can't do it by day, too many people around, too many people watching, they're embarrassed. They do it by night. I'm wearing Chazal on this pasuk. Go on Sanhedrin. Bochay Sivke Balayla Loma Balaila, the Fisher Kol Haboicha Balaila, Hashamea Koilo Boicha Connecto. Nobody's looking. So the first one who cries, yeah, then the rest will cry with him. So you need somebody to start it off. During the daytime, everybody sees you. By night, it's quiet, it's sheket, and there's nobody around to see you. So it says Yirmiyahu to Klal Yisrael, cry, at least admit that you're helpless. And if you can't do it by day, so do it by night, but get it out of your system and admit to the Rabbeinu Shalom that everything is in your hands and we are helpless and everything comes from you. What is Shira? Shira is a song of joy. But when does Shira, when do we sing Shira? Shira normally comes after Yeshua, after salvation, when we were helpless. Who sang Shira? Klal Yisrael sang Shira, Devorah sang Shira, Chana sang Shira, David HaMelech sang Shira. Whenever there was a Yeshua which came out of a total helplessness, when they were unable to do anything for themselves, that's when you sing a spontaneous Shira to Rabbeinu Shlomo, that everything comes from you. It's a recognition and an acknowledgement that I'm in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's Shira. It would suggest that Shira are the words which we sing. They are the words. Rina is the acknowledgement that everything comes to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Shira is the expression, the outward expression of that acknowledgement. Rina is the acknowledgement. Shira are the words which you use once you've acknowledged everything comes from Hashem. Yeshua comes from Rabbeinu Shlomo, then you sing Shira. But they're the words after the recognition and the acknowledgement that everything comes from Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's Rina. If you look at the Ibn Ezra, you'll see that Ibn Ezra translates on the pasuk Harninu Lekim Ozenu. He translates the word Harninu as a haromas koil, not as joy. He translates it as haromas koil. It's a shout, not more than that. Haromas koil. And of course, there's Samson Raphael here, this magnificent way. Pitzchub Arananu. Pitzchub. Bursts out. It's a spontaneous outburst. To use his words translated in English, it's an articulation of powerful emotions evoked by external stimulus. I like it. Can I say that again? Pitzchub Arananu. It's an articulation of powerful emotions evoked by external stimulus. It's a spontaneous expression of recognition that Hashem controls the world. And there are two sides of the coin. Sometimes it expresses itself in joy, and sometimes it expresses itself in anguish. But the common denominator between the two is the acknowledgement that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Imru Lefonai Malchias. Today Shetam Yechun Yonech. What's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of Rosh Hashanah, everyone asks the question, I'm sure you've heard it every single day this week. Everyone, you're concentrating on Rosh Hashanah this week. So everybody asks, Imran Afonah Malchias, Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, so Yom Hadin, but it's Malchias. We do all our thumping on Yom Kippur. We should be doing it on Rosh Hashanah. It's the day when we're judged. Of course, the Eshta Aleph is to recognize that everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Nobody's going to do tshuva until he understands that you're absolutely helpless and everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. My health, my gesundheit, everything. So before you can even start the tshuva process, there has to be an acknowledgement and a recognition that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is in charge. And therefore, I would suggest that the approach, Shver suggested, that the approach to Rosh Hashanah, of course, is Pacha. no suffering about it. It's the idea of being mamnech rabbani shlam. Once again, the tshuva process begins with being mamnech rabbani shlam. And if I'm in your hands, my gezunt is in your hands, my panos is in your hands, I could do nothing without you. And I approach Rosh Hashanah with a gevaldik of pachas. So nishmoya el horina v'la tfila, we would suggest, means to listen to our haromas koil of pachad as we approach Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. It's a haromas koil. This is not the time of rina and simcha. And therefore the translation of the Akedah would seem to fit in very well. What we have answered is that the haromas koil of the Akedah fits in. Harnina lekimu zeinu. Vayironu kolam. The people fed on their faces, trembling in awe, when the Eish came down in Shemayim. Nishmaya la'rina v'latfila, we approached Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with awe, with trembling. Harnina lekimu zeinu. Horiyu leilokei Yaakov. Se'u zimro. Usanutayv. Give it out. Give it away. This is not the place for instruments when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Think about Chodesh Shavuot, Baketel Yom Chagenu, Ki Chod Yisrael Hu Mishpot Leilokei Yaakov. Im Yitoka Shavuot Be'er, Va'om Lo Yecherodu, so then the Shmoyel Arina Velatfila would fit in Lech'oira better according to the Akedah. However, interestingly enough, Chazal tell us that in Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada Sora, on Rosh Hashanah, sorrow was visited. Her tefillahs were answered. On Rosh Hashanah, Rochel and Chana were answered. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was freed from the base Asurim, from prison. On Rosh Hashanah, Botla Avoida me Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Avoida was bottled in Mitzrayim. Interesting. All those things should happen in Rosh Hashanah. What's the limud? What's the message here? And of course, the message is exactly the same. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Malchius. Malchius means acknowledging that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, you are utterly helpless. Malchus can translate itself in one way or the other. The Ikke is the acknowledgement that everything is from the Bajan. I am helpless, whether it comes to my panosa, whether it comes to my health, whether it comes to children, whatever it is. I'm in the hands of the Rabbi Nishoga. And therefore on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a coincidence that Chana was Nifkada and Rocha was Nifkada and Klal Yisrael, the Shibud finished, and Yosef came out of the base of Surim. Because they were absolutely helpless, and the Yeshua came on Rosh Hashanah to strengthen that lesson for future doyers, the Klal Yisrael, to them themselves, that everything comes from Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah Malchus, and therefore the Yeshua of Simcha, the Rina of Simcha, when they all sang Shira, because the Yeshua, the Shira was the outpouring of a Rina which took place on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. That's the day when we concentrate on understanding and accepting that everything comes from Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore, I'll now tell you how the Meiri translates this pasuk. You see, I left it to the end. If I would have told you in the beginning, I wouldn't have had a drosha. Now I'll translate how the Meiri really translates the pasuk. Haninu lelokim uzeinu. Let us sing a song of rejoicing to the Rabbi Shalom of our strength. Se'u zimra osenu tai, bring in the instruments. Let us rejoice, let us play, bring in the harps and the drums and the trumpets, because we're about to play the orchestra. Tiku b'chay de shofar. Now we've got a problem now. Says the Ve'iri, we're talking about the Hafsokas Hashibud. David HaMelech is celebrating the Hafsokas Hashibud of Klal Yisrael. And that took place on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it's a time of joy. It's a time to celebrate the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael from the Shibud. What's the shofar? Look there. So with Amelis and Miram, it's the shofar shalchelus, like the shofar of Yovel. Yovel, they also blew a shofar. There's a shofar shal Yovel, and the shofar shal Yovel is a simon of chelus. It's when all the avodim go free. I just thought of something. Yeah, that will be Tabu Shavagol Chayla Seder. Quite right, Tabu Shavagol. But I was just thinking, what is the vault of Yovel? They ever go free? All the Avodim go free. Avodaihem. V'lai Avodim Shel Avodim. In Yovel, nobody can stay on. Even if they chose to stay on, after the 6 years, yeah. But the Eved has to go free. Avodaihem. V'lai Avodai Shel Avodim. They belong to me. So the shofar Shel Yovel, the shofar of Chayrus, is also a symbol of the Ribbono Shel Olam being in charge, and I'm in charge of the world, and you belong to me and to nobody else. That's the shofar shel Yovel. So it's the shofar shel Chayrus. It's a symbol of joy, because I acknowledge joyfully the Avodim go free, and Klal Yisrael went free, and therefore it's not a steer, it's not a contradiction. Both terms, both translations, side of translation of the Meiri, side of translation of the Radak, sorry, the Meiri and the Radak go together, side of translation of the Meiri and the Radak. That is translation of Arkado are correct. They refer to two different things. One refers to the Shev Shocherus. One refers to the Hafsokas Hashibut. The other refers to Rosh Hashanah, the trembling of Rosh Hashanah. Vayironu Kol Ha'am, or Haninu. Let's sing, let's rejoice, let us tremble. The common denominator is that it's a Haromas Koel and nothing more. Sometimes it translates itself into simcha and joy, and sometimes it translates itself into a pachad or anguish as in Eicha, or a pachad as we come to Rosh Hashanah. Yishmoyel Arina Bela Tefillah, I would suggest we should take the Meiri's pshat for this moment and look at it with trembling, at the same time with great hope and with great joy, that with like a kaporos avonis, like we said at the beginning. Yeah, because at the end of the day, Yeshua does come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The history of Klal Yisrael is that Yeshua and the Tzochen has come on Rosh Hashanah as well. And therefore, I don't want to end up with a lotion of only pachad and only sadness, because that's what Chazal say. Let's just finish off with the famous Omer Rav Simon. It's brought down in the Torah. Omer Rav Simon Ksiv, Kimi Goy Godol. Rav Hananya, Rav Yeshua, Omrim. Eidu Umar ka Umar Zu. Is there any nation like this nation? Shemin Hoga Shaloi Lamodam Shesh Loi Din Loi Vishchoyrim Misatif Shchoyrim. When a person's got a din, he's Loi Vishchoyrim Misatif Shchoyrim. He wears black. Umar gathers the cane and he grows his beard. Ve'ein Choyte Tiponavin. Doesn't cut his nails. Lefisha'ini Yodea Eich Yates Yidina. He doesn't know what the din will be. Aval Yisrael Einam came. Loishim Levonim Misatif Levonim. Legalfim Zeknaim Zeknaim. It's an incredible thing that I get schizophrenic. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just incredible. It's a yom hadin, a pachad leila, and we come home and we have a yom tov meal. But that is Rosh Hashanah. Only Klal Yisrael can do that. Ain't umuka umuka yet. We acknowledge as a rabbi nishtarim. We realize it's a yom hadin. And we acknowledge as a melech, and therefore we take our tshuva seriously. We know in the hands of Rabbi Yishon, we do our tshuva seriously. At the same time, we know that Rosh Hashanah is a day, historically, full of Yeshuas, full of Nechomas, for Klal Yisrael, and therefore we approach Rosh Hashanah positively with both senses of Rina. A Rina of Pachat, a Rina of joy, and that may be the translation of Nishmoya El Harina El Atzfil. And I hope these words said on the day of my Shvez Yatzfet will be a Zechus, for his Nefesh, for his Neshama. We should all hear only Shuas and Simchas from each other.